This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, this is back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The city of Wausau hears options to lower pilot rates, which is Wausau's payment in lieu of taxes. Currently sitting at $2 million for the last few years, Mayor Doug Denny has been working to change that. On Wednesday, the Finance Committee and Waterworks Commission heard an informational session on the feasibility of lowering the pilot payments. This could mean a water rate break for Wausau water customers. Part of it has to do with the Public Service Commission as they set the rate for utilities across the state. Mayor Denny says that there's still many things to figure out, but the city council must pass a decision before the budget finalization in November. Wausau police applaud a new tool to help locate missing children. When 10-year-old Lily Peters went missing in Chippewa Falls, her case didn't meet the criteria for an alert. The same story for 5-year-old Prince McCree in Milwaukee. But now, a new missing child alert, created with the signing of the Prince Act, will provide another tool for law enforcement officers to reunite missing children with their families. Attorney General Josh Call visited Wausau Tuesday to announce the new alert. Now, they'll be sent through the Wisconsin Crime Alert Network, and a wireless emergency alert will be sent to any phones within a 5-mile radius of the child's last known location. Officials say the best way that you can help is to sign up for these alerts. And Wisconsin voters reject ballot questions that limit the governor's power to spend federal money. Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers, organized against the amendments. They had argued adopting them would slow down the distribution of money when it needs to be spent quickly. Kyle Kilborn was named as the winner of the Democratic primary in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district on Tuesday. Kilborn will now go on to face incumbent Republican Tom Tiffany. Kilborn ran his campaign with a focus on strengthening working families in the community, fighting for improved quality of life for rural residents, and advocating for bipartisan policies that work for all residents wherever they fall on the political spectrum. Kilborn has served as a board member in various community organizations. And former Mosinee Mayor Brent Jacobson beat Corey Sillars in the District 87 primary. Taking in 75% of the votes, Jacobson will face Democratic candidate William Swatala in November. And Calvin Callahan, the Republican incumbent in Wisconsin Assembly's 35th district, will have the chance to keep his office in November. He defeated Republican challenger Todd Mayer Tuesday night, setting up a showdown with Democratic candidate Elizabeth McCrank. It's almost time for the kiddos to head back to school, and the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding drivers to pay attention and help keep kids safe. August is School Bus Safety Month. Be aware and eliminate distractions. When red lights are flashing, stop at least 20 feet away in both directions. And if yellow lights are flashing, slow down. The bus is about to stop. Speaking of, Lamers in Weston is hiring bus drivers this week. You need to be at least 21 years old, and they are especially looking for part-time help, as moms and dads can actually bring their child on the routes with them. Today, from 9 to 4 p.m., you can show up and do a quick interview, test drive a bus, and see what the job is like on the spot. If you land the job, they also give attendance and safety bonuses. Lamers bus drivers in Weston only work with the D.C. Everest School District, and there will be minor changes in the busing routes for the school year. More information about those changes will come out before the end of this month. Dietitians want to make sure that kids are getting the right nutrition. Eating the proper nutrients is key to their overall health and well-being. However, kids in school have the lowest diet quality compared to other age groups, and that's despite having the highest nutritional needs. Experts say try to make healthy eating fun. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for LA. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work, and if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. Our high today in the low 70s, upper 50s tonight, low 70s back at it again tomorrow. By the weekend, things looking better with sunshine and highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.